Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Coach of Newtown Chewell, Steve Johnson. Johnny, firstly, was there success in the Johnson household this morning?
There was. Kingy, the under-14s, got up over there at St. Joseph's, so the boys will be happy, and I think there's a few celebrations happening back at Newtown.
I was going to say, how does young A. Johnson celebrate? How many cans of Coke is he allowed to have?
Only probably two cans of Coke Zero. No sugar.
Don't want anyone to sugar high.
No sugar. Nah, he's all right, but he actually went into the game today with a torn hip flexor, so they got him through, but he was unfortunately not moving all that well, so spent a fair bit of time on the pine.
How did he tear a hip flexor?
He done it at school on Monday, trying to kick a soccer ball.
Ah, yes.
Oh, and I think at grand final week, you've got to be smarter than that.
Yeah, you absolutely.
You don't ride bikes, you don't
do get
anything
anywhere. That's right.
That put you in harm's way, but he came home, he was shattered.
Oh, no.
He got there today. The good thing is he's not holding a player out of the team because the under-14 Harris team was playing underneath it as well. So anyway, his teammates were good enough to get the job done for him.
He got a jab, he got through.
Yeah.
What is it about Johnson's and grand final week injuries? Was there any helicopters?
Unfortunately for him, he didn't kick four.
No helicopters over to Eldersley Reserve or anything like that? Just seeing
No, certainly not. No, he's got some good players in that team coming through. The under-14s at Newtown, very strong. They went through undefeated.
Champions.
So there's going to be a few handy players to come out of that. That was against St. Mary's, which were coached by Cameron Ling.
And Max Ling.
He was their best player, no doubt about that. I actually went over and shook his hand and said, mate, you played unbelievably well. So he was their best player in a losing team.
How'd you unpack yesterday?
Well, we were disappointed, but I thought, like, the way we started the game. I heard you were at my three-quarter time. I thought we started really well. I thought we were well on top early in the game. Well, the way we wanted to play, we were certainly doing that without executing on the scoreboard with a couple of really good opportunities. It was a low-scoring game. The conditions were tough. Go in at half-time and got goal down, so not much in it. And then the third quarter, I thought we gifted them probably the first three goals in terms of one from a kick out, which probably wasn't there. Fop gives away a 50 down here, which gives them a certain goal, and then we handball one to them directly, and it's another goal. And then on the back of that momentum and their form, that they played really well. Their pressure was very good, and they made the most of their opportunities. And then you go down, you're 46 points down at three-quarter time. Look, I did challenge our playing group, but I'm glad I got a response. I actually left the game. If the game had finished at three-quarter time, I would have been fuming. But the way they sort of responded and they would have sort of played with a bit of character and played the right way in the final term, you could argue that South Barwon knew they had it won, but they had their chances in third quarter. We had some chances in the last, and in the end, just not good enough.
Yep. Not only have you lost a double chance, but you're going to have a couple of players. Definitely one you won't see again this year, unfortunately. Dan Lowther's first appearance with Newtown Chewell lasted barely a half.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for him. He would have been better for a game of football under his belt as well. So,
well, he looked good early.
Yeah, he's been setting the track alight, and we couldn't wait to see him play for us. And he'd done a lot of hard work, and he's going to be a very good player in the future. Where he ends up, I think maybe a little bit higher than this competition, but so he'll be missing for the remainder of the season, given the concussions, 21 days. If we were good enough to keep going, he wouldn't be able to play. And then Jet Madola had a foot injury. It looks like it might be bad news there. And Jed Coburn come off as well, just probably didn't play much of the second half, so we're down to one, but that wasn't why we lost the game.
You got options though in the twos. Did Maddock and Bove and guys like that get through okay?
Yeah, they got through, so we were pretty ruthless with our selection. We wanted to take a fully fit team in. We just didn't end with one at the end of the game yesterday, unfortunately. So
good intentions at the start,
the best laid plan.
We got some depth. Our reserve team, development team, they played yesterday. They also were beaten. So, yeah, but there's some good players in that team that can come up and play seniors next week.
Birchie?
Stevie, I was out at that huddle, and don't worry, I've heard it all before. It's, while I'm in this industry.
Was that a polite way of saying he challenged these players,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, he did. I was hiding in the background and then said, oh, I'm a little bit too scared to approach him, so we grabbed Big Fano instead.
Oh, did Fano, did he?
Yeah, Fano did. Yeah,
stayed away from you, mate.
Yeah, a few people recommended that. So, we got what we wanted, so that was fine, Stevie, but you did challenge your mid-group.
Yeah.
The first half, it was pretty even, like you said. There was nothing much in the contest, and probably, I don't know what the numbers were, but it was probably pretty even in terms of clearances out of there. When you go away as a coach and you think, well, what happened over halftime, you know, at the halftime break for them to come out and then deliver that, can you put it down to anything? Mindset? Is it a, you know, physicality, or what sort of things would you, you know, sort of pinpoint in terms of how they could just be on for a half and then switch off for, you know, 10 to 15 minute period?
Yeah, I challenged them because I thought they were beaten around the contest. I don't think it was as bad as, you know, just purely pinning it on them, but a lot of our senior players are in that group, so there's part of the coaching is to send a message to your senior players and challenge them, and hopefully that also sends a message to the rest of your group. So, but I did feel like they walked through some tackles in our midfield, which is again a credit to them. They absorbed pressure really well, and they applied pressure really well, which forced us when we did get our hands on the footy to sort of blaze away. And then I felt like their defence stood really tall. They kept their back six in intact in terms of our forwards getting sucked up towards the contest, and they intercepted really well and far too often. So there was a couple of key issues in that third quarter where we had a bit of a breakdown, and look, we spoke about that at three-quarter time, but unfortunately that was too late. And I felt like if there's a learning curve for us, it's that our players got to understand a little bit what's going on within a game and not wait for a spray or something to say, come on, let's respond, or what can we do to quell momentum. I think we've been in the position enough now that even though there is still a lot of young players, they've been given enough experience, and we teach them enough to understand the moments in games and what's required, and we didn't handle it well enough in that third quarter, which was the difference.
Speaking with Steve Johnson on K-Rock Footy, Kirsch.
Oh, how does this week look for you then in terms of on the track? Because it was a physical game, the conditions weren't super. A couple of injuries, a couple of sore boys, your twos played as well.
Yep.
How does this week look? Obviously, it can't be the old bring your mouth guards on Tuesday night, but you know, considering there was a few points there you made where you'd like to have seen them a bit more harder, but what does the week look like now in terms of where you're at?
No, it looked pretty normal.
Yep.
We'll have an 8-day break, so the boys will be fresh. actually, no. Look, for the most part of our season, we've been pretty good. I actually feel like maybe a certain period throughout the season where we weren't anywhere near our best, but yesterday I was really confident with the team we had in that we could beat South Barwon, who are a very good team. I understand that, but I thought that, you know, we went in understanding what we needed to do, and we thought we could win. But you know, like this week will be again about just freshening up, but working on a few things that we can do against the opposition we come up against. Certainly not pack your mouth guards. I've been proud of the performance, and we got ourselves into a position to get a double chance. Would have loved to have won yesterday. We didn't, but we've got to understand that the season is still in front of us, and we've got to execute. And if we execute, we'll be very hard to beat.
Yep, it's an interesting contest out here. It's a bit of a contested sort of situation, yeah, isn't it? It's sort of a long down the line, it's head over the ball sort of game. So
yeah,
when you're watching this, is it sort of similar to where an area you need to improve on next week against probably a bit more of a contested sort of team?
Well, yeah, we didn't have the best conditions yesterday for ball movement,
yeah,
which is probably, yeah, you know, if there's one strength of ours, it is our ball movement.
Yeah.
And the opposition coaches say that,
yeah,
quite often to us post game, and those conditions don't necessarily help. But that's what it is. We were faced with this last year, the weather conditions. So you got to be able to adjust. But yeah, looking out here in this game of footy, that in the first quarter they sent a lot of numbers up around the ball,
yep,
and, you know, basically cleared out their their forward 50s. They opened up a little bit in that second quarter. I thought Bell Park were well on top in the first quarter, but didn't make the most of their chances. And then that quarter, it looked like Joey's were the better team. So this game will be pretty close at the end, I would have thought. So not sure who I'm sort of keeping a closer eye on.
Have you... I suspect you haven't shown all your cards. You got a couple of tricks. I reckon possibly there was a couple of times yesterday where you could have shuffled a couple of things. Did you think about doing some... One was Braden Hocking forward, probably.
I did tell him to run forward.
Yeah.
But they were still winning a fair bit of the ball as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And Neil even said after the game when I ran into him at the yards, he goes, we were still a little bit worried halfway through that last quarter. I said, you're kidding? I think the game was pretty much done. But he goes, you just with the Lee Matthews theory.
Yeah.
Goals and points.
Definitely. There is a few things that we can trial, but what I'm basically saying is there was 30 minutes of football there that absolutely cost us. Other than that, there wasn't much between the two teams. And if you look at that first quarter, and I'll argue that we were on top and doing everything we needed to without putting the goals through the big sticks, the kicks through the big sticks.
We look forward to next Sunday. We'll be back here with you, whether it be Bell Park or St Joseph's. We'll know in the next 60 minutes or so. Commiserations yesterday. Appreciate you taking the time to join us. It seems to be a little bit of a tradition that you just join us at half time on
this
on
is probably better. I'll calm down a little bit by the next day. I don't like losing time.
I know that.
Sometimes you just wish you could inject yourself into the game and your body, take you back 20 years or so.
Can the Cats win Friday night?
Well, they can, given what Hawthorn did to Fremantle over the weekend. But I think Fremantle might bounce back. Okay. But don't hate me, Geelong supporters, for saying that. I think it's a big challenge. They're capable of winning. Their best is very good. But I don't know if Dangerfield can do that again, Kenny. That was unbelievable what he did.
Yeah. He went into what is it called? Beast mode,
yeah. No, he's very good. So, look, I hope so. More Cashies Grand Final week.
See you Sunday.
All right, see ya.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.